Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a Kingdom Living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and His Kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful moment. Thank you for your Holy Spirit among us. Dear Father, I thank you for the privilege of standing before your people in your house. What a privilege it is. Dear Father, we pray that your will be done and your kingdom will come among us. In the name of Jesus Christ, sweet Holy Spirit, brood over your people. Stir up our hearts and let your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, I want to share on the subject, Raising Kingdom Kids. Raising Kingdom Kids. And my presentation is going to be in two parts. Each part, I'm going to give you 3 points, or you must have 3 points for each of the two parts. I want to set some ground rules before we get going. First of all, I want us to understand that when we're talking about raising kingdom kids, we are not referring to raising your children to be like somebody else's child. Sometimes when we are talking about subjects like this, your mind can tend to think that, well, they want us all to be like maybe a white child, you know, so that we all raise up our children to become like white people. But white people are not your standard. That is not what we are getting our children to compete to become like.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody is your standard in this world.
Yes.
Because you are a unique person.
Amen.
With a unique destiny.
Amen.
And a unique way. Amen. God in His manifold wisdom wants to manifest you.
Hallelujah. Enu tini ameka ni se me nya wadwin se o me mofre me ba betete omo moma se broni me mofre me ba betete omo ma tonwuma suade aye nyoma ti se broni ba nemo ne wo se wuhu ni se onyame amo wa mfa wa ntutu obi aho onyame abosronko eye wonko ni woda achi wonko ni se onyame ahisha ma ni onyame abose bra na beye wasase so ye sronko enu ti ye ma meka se mabofra na wo se metete no na wo ye na ade se broni ba da bi.
So don't be under any pressure at all in this sense.
Mama sa ade we emfa won ko se ba bi en se wo de wo ba no ebe tutu obi hu da bi.
I want you to know that you are well able to raise your child. That is why God gave you that child.
Amen. Na be so ti ase se wo nyame nim se sa abofra no betumi atete ni ye e wo kwan yo no nyame peso nti no de na ma wo.
The other ground rule I want to establish is that by raising kingdom kids, I am not speaking about your biological child.
Na say ye kasafa se wo betete enkrofo mama be ya ahenie ma no menka eba wan kasawa wo no.
Rather, as you see, I am not just speaking about your biological child, but I am also speaking about all children everywhere. They can be your nephew, they can be your niece, they can be adopted children. You don't have to have a biological child in order to raise a child. So I don't want you to think like, oh, but I am not married, I don't have a child. Or maybe I am married, I don't have a child. That is not what is necessary. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
As far as this presentation is concerned, we are talking about children everywhere. Children.
Asema ye ken yanko kase o. Ebia me ma machima wo mukuto anase o media me nware nti we dia mfa me ho anase ma ware ne mom ye fu ne enya maye nti enka ho da bi ebia na wo wonkrofo otumi frɛ waja and I say, Obi, to me, friend, when now, who are our fast, who are an animal, who may be, who may be Nimba, Obi, or two in Chenema, Yakasa found Kuala, Kuala, who, so what is saying, or so what is on your Kuala, dear, no one semna yaka.
First Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us something very powerful.
Thessalonica semper de kino, it can't be betraying, we do ye.
In verse 2 to verse 4, write it down.
Because
it tells us that before Jesus Christ comes, the problems of the world should have been fixed. So he says that when people are saying peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them. And that is how the coming of the Lord is going to be. Because the kingdom children are going to fix it in such a way that we can say peace,
yeah,
peace,
yeah,
and safety,
yeah,
all over the world. The glory of God filling all over the world. Yeah. That is when Jesus will come.
Now, what can count as a non lika woman dikana was say? And sana yesu bebe biomno. Na bebiare yesu asum diaba. Aha ye diesan se. Onyamia hini ya mumano. Ebe sorry. Ebe di yano bebe ye uyasi ya nyomen koyen mu. Na emra ya kase o asum die. Asum die ba humbo ke siyaba no. En tempanara. Na ye nyanko ponu suwe yin huwe di.
Psalm 110 verse 1 to 3.
En nyomu su asembi oho.
The Bible says that Jesus will not come until all of his enemies are under his footstool.
Now we see Yesu on Marko sise na tamfo ne nyina abaya ne nasinti aso.
Who is going to cause the enemies of Jesus to be under his footstool?
Now why no na be ma Yesu na tamfo no abaya ne nasinti aso.
Yeah, sometimes people tend to think that well, when Jesus Christ comes everything will be okay. Jesus will not come until the things are okay.
Na ya na ya dwe yen se Yesu be ba ansa na bibia ye di. Na nukure womu ni se, Yesu so obeba dia, na chese wose, na obeba so, e wose nyume nyina eye di ansana waba.
Everything must be restored.
Bibi biara se biara wose yesie si.
So the first thing I want you to know about Kingdom Kids,
enu ti adia di kanya mepese wuhu efa ahinia moframa hune se,
is that they have the ability to repair the damage of religion.
Omu watumi ya umbe tumidi yesie si. Enyoma,
that the world was subjected to and release the glory of God on earth in an overwhelming way. Number two, Kingdom Kids are children with many sides, just like God, who cannot be defined or classified.
Hallelujah. Na sa ahini emeya ye ken omo be ya mo fra omo be tumi aye nyoma bebrebe se de ye nyankopon ye tumi fanisha ba bi ba ko enka ne ho ase.
The children that you and I are supposed to raise to fit into the program of God for our time are not just going to be spiritual people.
Na emo fra onyame ebe ma ya tete wo mo se ahini ema na nya de omo be ye osuma na se asori fie mo fra nkuto susuma dwuma nkuto.
But they are going to have so many sides to them that you cannot define them. When you are trying to give him a name, he manifests another side of him. And then you say, oh, you have this side also. And you are trying to define the person that way, and he manifests another side. Amen. Also, that Amen. Is the kingdom kid that Jesus says that we are going to raise up.
Ahinia bofra ya kane ya bofra bia ebia obo hu so mi bedia oyobi otonwum pa wani ba ba hu so pe no no ya engineer o si eh na san utumi ya kane anso wo be boni di so mi be ya engineer pe o no wa ya doctor no wa wopane o be ya nkwala o mu woni o ma bebrebe e wo mu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, those times of the world defining a Christian is over.
Sam Rena, we are see it to me, it can be at the far Christopher Hono, a chem.
Those times of the world defining the church, a group of people who meet in a certain building with a cross on top, it's over.
What a shock. In Kano, say, you can't Christopher, you see, eh? Some crop of corner, Hallelujah.
Amen. Look at Zechariah 3 verse 8.
Share Zechariah Timian Sanchichi.
Yeah, oh Joshua the high priest.
Wasi Joshua wa wo yasofopon.
Joshua is symbolic of our Lord Jesus.
Na Joshua ya dinisi what he say Christo.
Who is our high priest?
Ah, wa ye hine.
Yeah, oh Joshua the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you, that's talking about us.
Wasi oh Joshua wa wo yo hine pon. Ene won krofo etina wanim.
For they are a wondrous sign. They are a wondrous sign. They are saying that they mesmerize us. The people who are sitting before the high priest Jesus. For behold, I am bringing forth my servant the branch. Says the reason why they are a wondrous sign is because I am going to release Jesus, who is called the branch. For behold, the stone. Please underline the stone. This stone is symbolic of Jesus. That I've laid before Joshua. Upon the stones are seven eyes. Upon the stone are seven eyes. In other words, the stone has got many sides. And Jesus Christ is called the branch. Because he is the king of the kingdom system that has many branches. So, Jesus is going to cause his kingdom kings to branch out. So that is the second thing about kingdom kings. They cannot be classified. The third thing about kingdom kings that you and I are going to raise up is that they are children with the capacity to contain heaven on earth. Ladies and gentlemen, the thing about our time that we are living in is that heaven must come down. Jesus has done everything for heaven to come down. We need to build capacity to contain heaven, the glories of heaven, the prosperity of heaven, yes, the presence of heaven, yes, all of the wonderful things of heaven. We must have capacity and build in our children the capacity to hold heaven.
Hallelujah.
On earth. There was a man called Job who lacked the capacity to contain more. Because the Bible says that he was the greatest man in the East. In fact, he was the richest and he was the most righteous person in the East, in the world at the time.
Na Papa Job ye kasa o yobi o ye defo na nambres no your defo o ye trini ni so.
He felt okay. He only thought about protecting and preserving his children and everything that he had.
Kaka na no wo no no see ye manu today nyina no bo mpa ye so nyame bo me mani nyame wo ehu ban.
But God wanted to enlarge Job so that he would receive more. Because Job was okay with his success. But he had to build capacity. So God took everything away. So that Job would then look up to God for him to give him double for his trouble.
Hallelujah. Na wanyame sheda yi bibia fi Job ho se be ya Job din na ni be si wanyame so na wa ma nani anu owo nu mohu mienu.
So you and I, ladies and gentlemen, must build capacity to receive.
ẹnu ti mi ni o mi ẹnu ẹwọ sẹ yẹ tu mi bi ẹyẹ hun na yẹ ji bebrebe fi onya mi họ.
And we must build in the next generations the capacity to contain heaven on earth.
Na yẹn so ẹmọfra wọn nya mi di ama yẹn sẹ yẹn titi sa ahinie mu mọfra ma no ẹwọ sẹ yẹ titi wọn mu kwan yẹ ohun bẹ tu mi ọdi ahinie no na ọmọ di aba asaasi so.
They must have mental capacity to take it more, because there are some people who are just mesmerized by the little. They see something little and it is okay. Meanwhile, the resources of heaven is limitless. But they have limited themselves like Job. But God wants us to build mental capacity. He wants us to build attitudinal capacity to be able to take more.
Now, when you have said, yebenya adwene ma adwene a emudo a adwene a aya krado se ebeji bebre esa se onyame ahine ni ne ewo mu no wontumi nkan edo so bro so eni tie bi onyame pese o ma we dan be 100 unya tu pe wo de onyame se urade eye edo kru nwotwe no mfa nko he wa me esi wo heaven ho me nye sa nya adwene emudo se obetumi aya no ma kese bebrebe se beye onyame betumi ama na hinie no aba.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Because you see, if the glory of God must fill the earth as the waters cover the sea,
na so wonyame no nyam na ewo se ei e ba asase su nyina te se ne epo e da ho yi a.
And we are supposed to raise children with such room.
Na ewo se ye tete mo fra omo wo sa tumi na omo be dia be dia de na.
Then we shouldn't have children who are just surprised at anything.
Enu nti nkwala ye betete omo na ewo se ye nkwala bibia be yo mu.
These are the three characteristics of kingdom kids I want to share with you
tonight.
These are the type of children you must build, because that is the kind of children God wants to manifest.
And
any of you who will measure yourself by the biblical standard for our age is going to receive the help of God in getting these sons of the kingdom manifest.
Hallelujah. And it wa we be gina wonyame asem so na watete wo ma from na na so watete o ma mo nya sa akwanja no wo na onyame edi ni shira na bebrew.
They should not just look like the children of maybe the child of Bill Gates.
Na enwa so o mo kase eh me dey me pese me mai omo ye nioma ti se Bill Gates ma papa no di computer Microsoft buy no.
Oh, they should be kingdom children.
E wo so mo ye nkwala omo wo ahinie adwene.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at the three points about how to raise up kingdom children.
Ye besua kwan a ye be fa so atete mo frey ama omo tu sam pempen so no.
How do you impact the next generation?
Obeye den na ni awati wetumi e di ase mo frey no mu.
Because you've been given the authority to practically carry out the laws of God and the decrees of God for our time.
Onyame ama otumi a obetumi e di aka ase ne mra ene ni awa ase yen se yenye wo wiase mu.
As the son has got life in himself, so do you have life in yourself.
Na sadia oba no e won kwa wo ni mu no sara na wo so won kwa wo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are well able to do it.
Now ye wo tumi ene en monya ahode an yebetumi di aye.
Three ways of raising kingdom kids.
E kwa ya wuro mi ansa obetumi afa so atete mo fram.
Number 1, through tithing.
Through
tight.
Ah, ye di kan enam tutu so dudu so.
Malachi 3:10.
Malachi ngoma timi ansa chichemudu.
Titan is a powerful tool to raise up children with receiving capacity.
Wow. Na ntutusuo du enam tutusuo dudu mu no obetumi atete mo frama no mo matumi aye krado se won mo be chi bibia re fi ahinie no mu.
They are not limited in their thinking.
Oma jini mu no enya dia bibi si wo mo kwan.
They have room enough to receive from heaven.
Na omo siesi omo ho se omo betumi agi bibi bia re fi osra himan mu.
Because God said in Malachi 3:10 that bring you all the tithes and prove me if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you will not have room to receive it.
Na wanya mi se u de faun tutu su odudu ba na be so mi hwe. Na so mi hwe se mi onya mi 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 wa so friends ma mi fe nsire ngu su ma mro so en se ni awo na na.
Room to receive is just talking about capacity to contain heaven.
Na sa waka se obema oba bi odi ni sira ni begu a wuntumi hu etre se ope bibia so di sira ne ba ebetumi agum.
Bible says that when you tithe, you will not have room to receive it.
Na Bible the blessings se se wutu antutu su odudu na en sira no nyame de ba ma unu unya danpo na ade agum.
Because you can't handle heaven. So who is going to handle that blessing from heaven?
And it is sanse bebrebe ya wetu a wotaito onyame di begu wodan mi. Wana e ba behweso.
Because if God is pouring you out blessings into your life and you do not have the capacity to receive the blessing, you do not have room, what is going to happen is that the blessing is going to spill over. Not so.
Yeah.
And the people who are close to you are going to have that capacity to receive the blessings of heaven.
Now when you miss with your tight no, no be ma wishra na do so asin e dan po a we dey wese sia ma no. Na bia when you me din suo be se 34 bucket bro. Na wakofa pela. Ni aka ni nyina e begu. Na egu a won ma ben won no e na benya sen shira no.
Titan builds the capacity of your children, those around you.
Now, what you want to so do, do and my mom, Ben, will end your sir to me now. I'm on the bed, I was trying
to receive the bounty of heaven.
On your mission, now, bro, so no, to so do, do,
because before you can be able to do well and receive heaven coming down for God's glory to fill everywhere, before you can do that, you must have the capacity. So the first blessing of Titan is that God will build capacity in your family line.
Amen.
So that your Amen. Children after you will be able to contain the blessings of heaven. Many times when we tithe, we think about ourselves. We think about God multiplying the money and bringing it to us. That is not how Titan works. Titan prepares you to be able to prosper. And the way that it prepares you is that it builds, it expands your seed after you. It builds them up. So that heaven can be contained in your family line. So after you, your children must be the cut of generation, or you must be the cut of generation for smallness, small wow. prosperity, managing some small it. Things.
I receive it. And what is to so do do now wutiano and ya dia wutia dia maho nemo wutia se wanyamie me disisi a dan bebre ya ube to me disana gumama amma mene masse for and what ti wunya tia tight in a pet now wo if you was see el corno a jina ya jene ketua a jin your man ketua huno nyamia chum sisi ya wo any omo we do a china jina kasia kasia kasi esa sa wa ya krado se.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to take your titan very seriously from today. Because life is not based upon luck. Life is not, their children are lucky. No, it's not like that. Go back and go and see. their fathers, they laid a certain foundation for them.
Na men ka se o akola we de na na busu an lucky lucky ne bia ka no de bi u be hwehwem no na papa no wo ye bibi edisi ho.
Life is not superstition at all. It is clear. It's based on principles. You can change the life of your posterity, of your children after you, by your attitude right now.
Now, what that chim of fra will be woman, who bet to me as a son of Mushabre, and what near and a more who bet to me another day.
You can bring the hand of God upon your children. I can show you how you do it. It is all in the Bible. One way is that you must tithe, because when you tithe, the blessing goes to four generations below you.
Wow.
Abraham paid tithe. Wow. And the Bible says that Levi, the grandchild, was paying the tithe and therefore was entitled to priesthood and to receive tithes.
Wow. Now, oh, what a shock. So what you want to swear to do now? I want to swear a nine. Say my wo, ata wo, ata nemba awo, ata nemba baba wo. Inti mi nana nkanswa mienu. Ene benya se inshirano. Enu ti se wutu ya taita nya unkwa inshirano koko si a want to se san se. Emra Abraham wakwa kutu ya taita no. Na yese ni nana lewi. No wana sinimu. No nya wone die. Nensu no wana sinimu. Enu ti o tu minya sa tu mi se sa lewi no. Obeye osofo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yesterday, the head pastor gave you some envelopes.
Na enra mi hu se sofo e ma envelope bi.
Let me tell you, those envelopes are wonderful. Put money in it for the sake of your children. But don't let it just be one. It's not like that, oh. You tithe. You pay your tithe. When you pay your tithe, God will build room in your children. You will bring forth to children and raise children, and you see that the way they are thinking, those people can contain. We have had enough of children who are limited. Everything, they are shocked. Their attitude, you see that they cannot handle big. Everything overwhelms them. Everything is strange to them. But we can change it.
Yes.
We can raise up kingdom children.
Now, what you know, Yamin, I'm so aye, a dear, and when would you maybe? I want one more home with you, Sibeba. As I say, and now your bread and Uncle Almo will be picking to be a no maybe a woman who call who baby no who's aeroplane, Chima, eh, whoa, Nadini, or who be that? Naya Paho, and what's a banisa, Qualano, who aeroplane, no who be a, or be a be a noom, and what's a banisa? Now, what to so do, Dumono, when you remember Mamma Frana, Jim Bia.
Number
two.
How you can raise up and declare the generation of Jesus. Declare and manifest the sons of the kingdom.
Job chapter 17. Job T. Dunson.
And then verse 5.
Chichemunum.
The second way of raising kingdom children is to avoid flattery. He who speaks flattery to his friends, even the eyes of his children will fail. You are deceiving and flattering somebody. The Bible says that it is affecting the eyes of your children. The eyes of your children in the Hebrew is talking about their fountain and their sight. It's talking about their direction in life. It says that their direction will fail. Their fountain will fail. It will diminish. They will be disappointed people. We don't want to raise up children who are disappointed in life.
Children who do not have any direction in their lives. We want children who can see. They can see what God wants to do. They can see the direction that they should take in every kind of trouble of life. They were not running to you at every turn, but they can see and their eyes do not fail.
They
are not blind children. I'm not talking about physically blind, but children who cannot see opportunities around them. Children who cannot see what they should do in life. Job says, the person who flatters his friend, the eyes of it will affect the eyes of his children. There will be a disappointment in life. So watch it. Flattery is too much in our system.
You came from heaven.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.